When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, so this is probably the last video, last audio thing for the night. Just remember, check out my YouTube channel. So here's the thing. Currently, my YouTube channel is youtube.com/C/ Michael Garza official. Now, I want to actually, I kind of changed my mind, but it's going to take a while. I don't know if I could change it right now. But I am going to change it to something different. I'm going to try my best to change it to Michael Garza Show. I actually don't even know if it's taken, so I shouldn't even be so set on it just yet. Let me see if it has been taken. I'll bet you any... Oh, let's hope it hasn't been taken. Come on, man. No, it's not available. Not available. Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. But, yeah, I should be able to change it. Let's see what happens when I try to change it right now. When in Rome, right? When in Rome. Probably saying whatever. Can I delete this? Maybe I can. Oh my god. See, I'm trying to change this real quick. My YouTube custom URL. Let's see. Remove. Yes, I can remove it. Yay, I just removed it. It's funny, as I'm talking to you guys, I'm basically just getting my fucking channel all revved up and ready to go. Hopefully it'll let me add a custom URL real quick. Please let me add a custom. Yes. Oh my god. I didn't think I would come, but I just came. Okay. All right, officially, at the time of this recording, it should be Michael M. Let me make sure I got the spelling right here. M-I-C-H. Yell, obviously, my name. Joe S. I can't believe nobody took show. Wow. I can't believe nobody took this, man. You guys are witness history. Episode 101 is when I change name of the channel. Because I couldn't get Michael Garza. Only I had to basically, like, I was like, fuck it, Michael Garza official. And it's like, that's fucking too long. So I'm glad I was able to at least remove the, let's make sure we can change this real quick. And let's see, Michael Garza Show. I'm really, like, stoked about this right now. I did it. I did it, everybody. Now it is youtube.com/C/ Michael Garza Show. Let me test the URL. Holy crap. It's there. It's real. It's in my face. Nuts in my face. All right. So this one, really like 3 minutes in. I can't believe I changed it. All right. Whew. All right, so I had to look at my clipboard because I totally spaced out. Sometimes I get ADD. I forget what I'm doing. I have the clipboard next to me so I can remember. Stay on pace. Stay on track. And so basically, the title of this one's called Dear Robin Hood Users Who Want Shiba Inu. Get a public or Coinbase account and shut the fuck up. So, trying not to drop so many F-bombs in my show. But shut the F up, man. Look, it's easy to get a public account. You can sign up for a public account the same way that you signed up for your fucking Robinhood account. You could sign up for a Coinbase account. And the problem is, the reason I have a Coinbase account, the reason I have so many brokerage accounts, especially Coinbase, is Coinbase usually has pretty decent access, and I wouldn't say super early access, but early enough access to a lot of different cryptos. And if I want exposure early and I think it's going to be a trendsetter, I get in. I got into Shiba Inu at $350. I got up to, my max so far has been up to $4,000 in value. I still think it's going to go up like crazy because I know there's a loyal amount of morons who are into it. And look, if you want to join the tomfoolery, get a fucking public app. Look, that link right there. I buy Shiba Inu on public. Also, I kind of like public. I didn't think I would, but I do like the Robinhood interface better. I do like, truth be told, I love TD Ameritrade. It's my favorite brokerage account of all time, but I don't think TD Ameritrade lets me buy crypto. So I have so many different brokerage accounts. Holy shit. But yeah, it's an interesting time. It's an interesting time. But yeah, anyway. Let's see here. Oh man, I'm excited about all this. I'm just like super fucking excited. I was able to change the URL of my channel. Seriously cool. In fact, you know what I think I might do? I think I'm going to change the top part of this. You see this part right here? I'm going to change this. Instead of having my public thing up there, I'm going to have my YouTube channel. So that way people can see it. People can join it. That makes me excited, man. It makes me very, very, very excited. But, okay. So I want to think if there's anything else I need to talk about here. At least anything super duper important. I feel like there always is something important that I should talk about, and I want to make sure I'm not leaving out anything. It's really simple, you guys. Get a public account, get a Coinbase account, because I don't know when Robinhood's going to list this shit. And look, it eventually probably will. I mean, unless Robinhood has definitely gone off the deep end. Hopefully Robinhood is smarter than this. I'm hoping that they're smarter than this. But yeah, I would definitely anticipate Robinhood placing it, but probably they don't want to get involved, probably. They're probably tired of their own user base of these fucking snide millennials getting all uppity and self-righteous. Dude, Robinhood's the reason we have no commission trading fees and why it's popularized. Duh. And this is the frustrating part about it. Millennials are, my generation is so fucking ungrateful about everything. It's disturbing. It's disgusting. Always complaining. I'm complaining about my own generation. That's gross. But look, companies like Robinhood, they do try. I don't know. But you know what? I feel really happy. You know, as much as I do try to help millennials don't listen to me. So I'm betting against millennials. It's kind of how it rolls. You know, I'm doing what they do, but I'm also making sure that I exit before they exit. And then I block off the exit. Basically, it's a metaphor for when I trade Shiba Inu. So, as it goes up like crazy, I'm slowly shaving off my position, baby. Getting those little profits here and there. That's the whole point, is getting those profits. But yeah, I do think that millennials have overblown this whole fucking Shiba Inu thing. I do think it's going to continue to go up though, and I do plan on having a minimum of 40 million Shiba tokens. But yeah, dude, if any of you people want to get in and you don't want to pay any crazy commission fees, don't do Coinbase. Coinbase will make you pay up the ass and commission. Don't do Coinbase. Say no to Coinbase if you don't want to pay commissions. I have Coinbase because I'm an idiot and I like to get exposed to cryptos early on. That's how I got Shiba Inu. Then again, I got access to SHIB pretty early, so I'm not complaining about the fucking fee at this point. But I do want to day trade Shiba Inu, so I've been day trading it on the public app. So what I'm trying to say is, if you want to get involved in this shit, download the public app, put in your credentials the same way that you signed up for Robinhood, and just start buying Shiba Inu if you want, if you really think that this is a good idea for you. As you all know, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm a pretty shitty one at that. I only really advise myself. I just know that what I do, I want to share with you guys. I want to share with you guys what I do and what makes me successful. Now, every result is fucking different. There's always a loser. There's always a loser at the end of every trade. 9 times out of 10. It's a sad world. But basically, people who don't know what they're doing make people who know what they're doing, like myself, even richer. So I basically buy from panic sellers is really my whole philosophy. I look for panic selling. I look for people freaking out about something that they're going to get back into eventually because they're afraid of missing out because the herd is still going to be in it. So, and when people freak out, that's when I buy. I buy more and more and more and more, and I just keep buying, and I just keep getting richer. And I keep getting cheaper. So it works out in the end. But I do want to thank you guys for taking the time to view this episode. Do me a favor. Have sex with the like button. Have sex with the subscribe button. And have an incredible rest of the day. Oh, wait a minute. I want to end this on one more note. One more note. One little tiny note on the clip. Yeah, not, actually, I thought there was. Never mind. But yeah, anyway, if you guys have Robinhood and you're still complaining that it's not on there, shut the fuck up. Get public. All it a day. Stop being a moron. If you want it so badly, go to a brokerage that has it. Public has it. Coinbase has it. Almost everybody does. They even think Crypto.com has it. Just sign up for something. Sign up for something that has Shiba Inu. Throw down some money in it, and you'll be fine. Do what you got to do. Anyway, thank you guys for taking the time to view this video. Stay safe, stay sexy, stay healthy, and have an incredible rest of the day. Bye.